Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
It's not just a third wheel right now while you two are making out. I'm just standing there.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We are staring, as Bobby V would say, right in the old puss.
And James Strebel.
Matt Jones, you curse the program, man.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Goodness gracious. I mean, what do we come on, Sheriff. You're supposed to be Mr. Inside. Why does it take two months to hire assistant basketball coaches at U of L?
Great question. I wish I knew the answer, Dave.
Buzz Baker on a Thursday. How about that? Buzz Baker. All right, 302, you know what that means. It's ESPN 680-1057. It is The Take. We got you up until 6 o'clock the next 3 hours. I'm Andy Sweeney. Strebel's going to be here, and I am so interested to see how long it takes Big Rig to get here today, because I know he's feeling chesty. I know he is one or two commitments away, you know, from going at throats of people. So we'll see, since good things happening to Kentucky, exactly what time he arrives. So Strebel's going to be here. Mitchell Hannigan. Back at the station. Mitch, we got you for half the show today, right?
Yeah, just half the show.
Good afternoon. How are you?
And then process coming into bullpen. I'm doing good.
Everything okay?
Yes, another hectic day. We can get into what I'm doing later on tonight in the weekend, but yeah.
Well, tonight's your big rehearsal dinner. We know what tonight is.
It is.
It's 2 days before the wedding, which is odd.
It is kind of odd.
That is a little bit odd.
Why it wouldn't be on a Friday, but we're doing the cycle class Friday night.
You're doing a cycle class? Oh, yes. Yeah. You and the boys are doing a cycle class on Friday night. An odd weekend that one Mitchell Hannigan is going to have. All right, 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. Our guy Rick Bozich of WDRB, he'll join us at 5 o'clock. And Mitch, should we promote that Ennis is having Scatterfield on at 4 o'clock?
I think we should continue the theme of today.
Of today. How many? We have to have 15 marks at least. It's marks of mark. It's going to be a great mixtape. I'm already ready for Friday because that's going to be great. Your St. Louis Cardinals are playing a little day baseball today. How about that? A little Mitchell Hannigan day baseball.
I know. I can't get on the TV. I got freaking Tigers something.
Your MLB Tigers. Network, is that what you got?
Yes.
All right, well, there it is. 437-9680. So Strebel's going to be here, and you better get ready, Mitch. And you know what's getting ready to happen, okay? Because, and I don't know why I feel this way, and Mitch, you may not feel this way, but now that it's official that our guy Chin Coleman, who, by the way, we have sound for. Do you think Strebel went ahead and ruined the surprise? Do you think he has seen the video about an hour ago that our guy Chin Coleman released?
I think he will. I think he'll surprise us, and he will have seen it.
Really? I do, too. I mean, everyone's tweeting. Every gas bag in BBN land. So, Chin Coleman, that happens today. It's official with Orlando Antigua today. And all of that coming down 11 o'clock, 10:45 or so. And that's not shocking, but it's something we've known or thought we knew for a couple weeks, a week and a half. We talked about it last week, something like that. But eventually, it has to happen. And it did happen. And now I very much think, even though I'm not a Star Wars fan, this is the Empire striking back. That's what this is. This is Calipari, and we have said it. And so I'm stuck today, Mitch. How much do we go over what we've already said? But the big change today, our guy Travis Branham with Chin Coleman, and Mitch, we may need to go to find that sound from 2 days ago. The relationship with Ty Ty and Chin Coleman, that was there in Illinois, and now the momentum, the, dare I say, expectation is that Ty Ty is going to commit on May 15th to Kentucky basketball. That is the thought process. It is more than a hope. It is damn right. It's an expectation at this point. I don't. Strebel may not feel that way, and maybe I'm being a little bit too strong for Kentucky fans. But quite frankly, I don't think so. I think Kentucky fans expect to get Ty Washington. It is Washington, right? Why am I second guessing?
Yeah, and we've only been talking about the past three weeks.
I'm sitting here going, wait a minute, is his last name Washington?
It kind of makes me sad a little bit, and not just because I'm a salty Louisville fan, but there's been, like, no suspense at all with these local teams.
Well, there rarely is. There rarely is anymore, right?
Well, I want the suspense.
I want the hats on the table,
yeah,
Mitch.
I want to roll into Saturday not knowing a damn where Ty Washington is going to
totally
go.
I'm totally with you. We used to have that back in the day, but now there are so many people that talk to so many people, and there's so many, like, I mean, I could say media, but there's just so many people around, so many programs, right? And there's so many, I keep saying people involved, that eventually it comes out that if you're on Twitter, you know where someone's going. Now, the players opted for to have a lot of dudes around them, and they opted also to, like, be buddy-buddy with people, you know, like, on Twitter or whatever. And so there's no secrets anymore. So the expectation right now is that Kentucky gets Ty Washington. I think that is what BBN has their heart set on. I damn well know that's what Strebel has his heart and mind on, and he's locked in. He's going to be ready to go. And so make no mistake about it. Now that it is official, this is John Calipari's, this is the, not the end, but on the coaching staff side, Kentucky basketball, okay, has wrapped up the remake, the reimage that they needed to do. And you look at Chris Mack, he's done that. He's halfway home. He's halfway home with that. And I think we'll find out sooner rather than later, as Louisville now has a couple scholarships to play with and are in need of a couple different pieces to get things going. And Kentucky, get things going. There's a lot to talk about with roster construct there, but the expectation is that on May 15th, that Kentucky does that thing. And that Chin Coleman and immediately Orlando Antigua, they do something or a couple somethings that get you something this year. And yes, I understand 2022. I understand down the road the relationships in 2023. All of that's great. I know that's good. Fantastic. Repair the relationship if it needs it next year with Sky Clark, because your boy Joel Justice had to go to Arizona State. Good, great, grand, wonderful, whatever it may be. But Kentucky basketball officially responds today after a disastrous season, after there has absolutely been a dip in talent, at least, what, 4 out of the last 5 years, and also that they need to get things going. It's 3:09. Kentucky had good things happen to him, and Strebel's here. Mitch, you got to be kidding me. He walked in here, and look how happy he is at 3:09.
When's the last time he was this happy about Kentucky basketball?
When's the last time he was here at 3:09, Mitch? Look at him smiling right now.
Hey.
You got your energy drink? What are you doing? You drink Focus every day. Why do you have a Monster energy drink? You've been watching IG model videos and stuff, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
I have. I need a little extra juice today.
Why is that?
Just because I'm excited. I'm ready to go.
Were the Strebels up late last night?
No.
Cinco de Mayo?
No, nothing like that.
That's what happened last year.
Yeah, I mean, it did. Yes, it was fine. But I'm just the traffic was good. It was great.
In the South End. Scotty D was moving things around.
He was.
Wow, it's the South End. Everyone's sad. They're all looking into their beers.
Yeah. They hit the bars early today.
They hit the bars early.
Bud's Tavern.
What's the phrase that Billy Reid used? Not hopeless or hopelessness. What was it? Remember Billy Reid's infamous column?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Look at you smiling today.
Do you remember at the early part of quarantine when there wasn't a soul on the streets? Cities were empty.
Right.
You remember that?
I do remember
that. And there were videos.
Except for those protesters.
Yeah, except for them. And there were videos of, like, herds of deer and flocks of geese, and all these animals emerged. And what was the phrase?
The earth was healing itself.
Nature's healing. The earth is healing. Today, nature healed, Andy. Coach O's back. We got Chin. Ty's getting wrapped up.
What's nature? Chin's first name?
Ron. Nature has healed, Andy. Kentucky basketball is back. It is back. That's what happened today. Nature healed.
Oh, yeah. What a great day it is.
Seriously, when was the last time you were this happy about Kentucky basketball? Be honest.
It's been a while. Last year.
BJ Boston.
The Boston video?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the last time
August.
I was this happy.
Whenever August. That was, August.
Yes, yeah. August of last year. So I'm excited.
Oh, it's been 9 months at
ready
least.
Ready to go. Got that Travis Branum prediction.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
he dropped that in there, a little tie-tie Washington.
There. Yeah.
Boy, I love it. You're talking. You got to save this sound, Mitch, and log it in your little notebook there.
Yeah, I know he is.
Because just in case, your boy, is it Matt Lloyd or Matt Floyd? What's the guy's
Lloyd.
Name? It's Lloyd, right?
It's Lloyd, Tommy. Yes. Lloyd.
I knew that wasn't right.
It's Matt Lloyd. I'm just looking at your boy here, Windorf. Ryan Windhorst.
Windhorst. Lindor.
I don't know.
Lindor's a player on the Mets. You're a Mets right now.
I'm just very happy. I just look at Brian Windhorst, look very serious. But, yeah, I'm so excited. I'm happy. And I'm honestly, Andy, I may be more excited about Chin Coleman than Coach Antigua.
Please.
Look at the suits that we're going to see on the sideline from this guy. What a
snazzy
dresser. Yeah. No, he's getting tie-tie. He's got these awesome ties and suits. Remember Slice? He had great suits. Hadn't had suits like that since Slice. We had Barbie's
no one
men warehouse suits.
Slice. He just sat there for a
he
year.
He did, but he had great
Slice
suits.
Slice didn't do a damn thing. He needed a job for a year, and Cal gave him a job.
And then he went to St. John's, and no one knows what happened to him.
Slice Rorson had to only coach in New York, or with Cal, or Patino,
right.
Or Jay Wright. Like, there's only
very
a few,
small pool for
there's
him.
Only a few places that Slice Rorson could go.
He had great suits, though.
Oh, goodness. 4-3-7-9-6-80. They're flying in here.
Oh, I bet.
Kentucky does that. That's what they do. Have you now heard our guy Chin?
Now you all were talking about this. I have not heard this.
He sent a video in the middle of his workout. He
so
was
did
sweaty.
Coach O.
Oh.
Not
oh,
his wife.
Oh my God! Oh. There's a Coach O.
You want the Coach O right now?
What are you doing to me, Mitch?
You're gonna get.
I don't need hot towel.
Big Blue Nation. My family and I are extremely excited to be coming back to Lexington. We were part of creating some incredible memories the first time around. Looking forward to getting back to work so that we can create some new ones. Go Cats.
3 Final Fours in 5 years and a national title. It's back.
Oh, man.
3-5.
Mitch is having such a bad day, too. Some guy was checking his groin out because he was getting his pants measured.
Oh, the inseam.
What's that inseam, son?
I'm also my.
Why do you carry a pack of hot dogs in your pants?
What I'm wearing to this rehearsal dinner is atrocious.
What are you wearing? What do you look like?
So I'm wearing
a sailor. What do you mean?
I'm wearing a navy button down.
Okay.
Khakis, and then I had brown shoes. And before the text line is gonna crush me. Yes, I only have one pair of brown shoes, and they had a hole in them. They had like a hole on like the side of the heel. I was like, well, I can't wear these. So I'm wearing my black boots, and it's just angering me to the core because it just looks bad. Like I don't like how it looks.
I mean, this is
navy,
this is
khaki,
where you
black.
Lay the seeds.
I know.
With the bridesmaids.
I know.
I'm
frazzled.
Boots.
I know. I'm frazzled.
Well, go buy some. You don't have any.
I don't have any
time.
I don't have any time.
Why don't you fly over to JCPenney or something?
Just
what's going
quick.
On?
I
got to
leave here
at
4:20 and go straight
there.
No,
I meant earlier today before you came into work.
I didn't know my boots or my brown shoes had a hole in them until I put them on. Like right before I was about to leave, I was like, "You got to be kidding me,
man!" You got to get that out the night before.
I haven't like worn dress shoes in like a year and a half.
Well, no, Strebel with the. Captain Obvious,
yeah,
nice. Looking back in time, armchair quarterback in
yes.
your life. Yes, of course. Had he known his one pair of brown shoes had a big hole in the side, it would have been fine. Well, do you want to play? This Chin Coleman sound, you're going to love. You're going to love
it. Love this
that Orlando Antigua stuff, that ain't nothing.
That's nothing compared
That's
to
nothing.
Chin?
Oh, this like a minute. You
All
ready
right.
for this?
Okay.
All right, here's your boy. Go ahead.
Greetings, Big Blue Nation, from Chin. As you can see, I'm already getting prepared. I'm already working hard to service you in the best way I can. It is a dream, truly a dream. And my family and I are so, so, so excited to be a part of Big Blue Nation. And I promise I will not let you down. We will have many, many, many more memories, many, 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 many more special moments, many, many, many more championships. Many, 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 many more great times. Thank you. Go Wildcats. Oh, let's go, wow. Blue Nation. Let's go.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he doesn't need the Hightower Men's Clinic. I can confirm right now.
Straight off the Peloton.
We don't need a second source right now.
No.
Cerebral sweating.
No. I can't stand up. I'm in love. I'm in love with Chin Coleman. I've fallen back in love. I have two loves in my life. Chin Coleman and Orlando Antigua. Good job, John Calipari.
In two months, there's going to be some article by Pat Forty at SI, like the FBI connection to Chin
Coleman. No, don't ruin it. Tomorrow or Monday. Monday we can ruin it. Today, let me have Chin. Let me have him.
Texas says, Mitch, bounce to Dillard's Men's Store and get a new pair of shoes.
I don't have time.
I can't believe Mitch is the single.
I know. I'm so disappointed in myself.
Mitch should have went to DeKohl's. Texas says, LOL, Mitch has to leave at 4:20.
Oh, yeah.
Takes me like 40 minutes to get there.
Where's the venue? Where's the rehearsal dinner? At the wedding site?
It's at a farm, I think.
It's at the farm, yeah.
I told you guys yesterday.
Yes, yesterday. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Texas says Coach O 2.0 equals Bobby 2.0.
No, because he's not the head of everything. It's John Calipari, still the head coach. They're just switching out assistants, so none of that.
Well, we got to also get Mitch, and I don't know if you did this, and now he is going to be mad at me. We need to get isolated here, him saying, I promise I'll never let you down, all of the many's, and the service you part.
Yes.
Because I think there's at least five things in
many, 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 many.
It's so great. But there's things that he says like you said, like you could use later, like if something goes bad.
You think?
Yeah, just throw that out there. Yeah.
Predicting championships and great moments, and I'll never let you down. You think?
Yeah.
You think? Just a little bit there, Strebel. Yeah.
It's like, you know, big dog going on.
If I'm running Jamaican, I'm sitting on that sound.
Oh, I bet.
I'm saving that sound. I'm putting that on a zip drive. How musty is that?
A zip drive, yeah.
Rummage, get the zip drive.
I had those in college.
Honey, get the zip drive.
Yeah.
Mitch, do you know what a zip drive is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
I would say Mitch
probably
didn't use one, but maybe would have known.
In high school. Maybe
a young man.
I used to burn CDs in high school.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyone did.
Did you have a little side business in Callaway County? You the only one with the CD burner?
No, I just made my own mixes and like.
Did you make a mix for a lady?
I don't think so. I made like a spring break mix for like all of our bro dudes.
Oh, yeah. The old spring break mix. Absolutely.
That was a must.
Have you, Strebel? Did you ever make a mix CD?
For a lady?
Yeah.
I have not. No. I didn't.
God, I don't think I have either. The entire show hasn't.
No.
That is disappointing and pathetic.
It's something that, one of us should have done.
Yeah.
But I never had
at least one of us would have.
Yeah, but no, I never did.
Texas says, let Mitch leave now. Yeah, Mitch, if you want to leave early, you can. That's a great point.
Yeah,
well,
if you need shoes.
Oh, who else is there? Is Nikki the Boot there?
Nikki the Boot's here, yes.
I'm sure you could use some of his.
His pants.
They're blown out.
They are. Well, the ones he had on yesterday were.
Texas says, Kentucky basketball's back to getting non-top 20 kids, LOL. Is that lock?
I don't know. It was someone on Twitter that I think the listeners of the show, because he tweeted that at me. Oh, congrats, you're still getting a non-top 20 kid. And I was like, oh, you don't know, do you? How cute. You don't know that Ty Ty's top 20 in ESPN. He's going to be top 20 in Rivals, and he's going to be top 20 in 247. You're cute, Texter.
He's also 21st. It's not like he's like.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Oh, yeah.
He's like,
no, that is locked. ESPN or whatever. I swear that's his burner.
It might be
locked. I'm telling
you
it is.
Carolyn's
phone.
Every recruiting analyst I've seen is like, after the Iverson Classic, this guy's going to shoot up to like the top 15, top 10.
Yeah.
Texas says, Mitch, what size shoe do you wear?
9.5. Maybe a 10. I maybe stretch a 10.
Trying to think if that's savable for the mixtape in any sort of way.
Yes.
Texas says Big Rig is already buying in a few hot homer takes from some mediocre assistants, and he's back shaking big blue pom poms.
Yeah. Just like you do whenever you get a 2-star quarterback commit to Louisville, shaking your red pom poms. Actually, we get results.
Texas Ty Ty is going to be a bust.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I heard that today. Ty's slow. First step.
Who said that?
Texter.
Oh, Texter? Oh, I'm glad. I'm just curious. Texter's been to all those games in person, and I've been watching. Yeah. Go ahead. They're trying to ruin my good day and ruin my mood. It's not happening. It's not. Y'all keep texting trash in. That's fine.
Texter says, did the spring break mix have a lot of Sugar Ray on it? Texter, was Sugar Ray on the spring break mix?
No,
Texter, Mitch, make a Sugar Ray mix.
I didn't know who Sugar Ray was.
Boy,
when I made that mix.
Terrible.
Yeah, I still have it in my truck. If we want to play it, I don't know how
sure.
we can play it.
Well, I'll figure it out.
Back in the day, Mitch, yeah, they used to have CD players would be like hooked up to the board. You could queue up a CD.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The first radio I did in college was going CD to a CD.
So you
was queuing up a song and getting it ready. Yeah.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I didn't know that.
That sound 100 years. You're making me sound like Billy Reed, like back in my day.
I'm not trying
36.
To. 36. Yeah, I'm not trying to.
Texas says we go by the lock composite.
Oh, yes. We do.
You got to shoot that text off at Locke at some point, too.
Oh, yeah.
Right when that happens and he goes, like, consensus, whatever. I mean, you're ready. If this kid doesn't commit on the 15th, Mitch, you got to save this entire show.
I'll be crushed.
This is going to be the show.
Now, yes. Texters are just crushing my shoe size. I'm sorry I have small feet.
I didn't want to say it.
Well, what's average? 10,
yeah, what's an
10
average size foot?
I'd say like 10 and a half.
So I'm just like, I'm one size behind.
What are you, Andy?
I'm an 11.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's, but my length, 10 and a half. But because of my width.
The width.
And the instep.
You need a little more.
I need a little bit more room that way.
Gotcha.
And since shoes mostly run small, I go to the 11. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So I'm a solid 11.
Okay. I'm a 14.
All right, show off.
He's almost twice as big as you, Mitch.
I know. Streeple's also like a foot taller than me.
That's true. That's true. What size shoes Nick wear?
What is Nick wearing those yoga pants again today? Texter says,
I was looking. He's wearing jeans.
F y'all UofL fans. Y'all hate us because you ain't us.
Oh, wow. I haven't heard that for a while.
Texter says, that sound is some sweet chin music. Okay, I thought the same thing. Mitch, can you do this? I want to take a little bit of an early break here. Can you do this for me? We need to look for sweet chin music. What is available on YouTube if you type in sweet chin music?
Now, wasn't that?
You know what it
is. I know
that.
You don't want me to say it.
Mitch,
okay.
You know what it is? When I say sweet chin music, do you have any idea? Because I text you today, and I caught myself, chin music.
Yeah.
I sent you, hey, don't forget the chin music instead of the chin soundbite.
The only thing I associate chin music with is like when a pitcher throws a fastball up and in, and it like grazes your chin. That's
right.
Called chin
music.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's
so that was the, tell them.
Shawn Michaels.
Yep.
Back in the day.
Mitch, you know who Shawn Michaels is.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I knew that was going to be the case.
I think
the
so.
Heartbreak Kid, man.
You don't know the Heartbreak Kid?
It rings a bell.
No, it doesn't. Not now. He's lying.
No,
it's okay. It doesn't have to. That's fine.
He's a professional wrestler.
He's from Callaway County,
when
man.
When he was with the Generation X, his finishing move was sweet chin music. He kicked you right in the face, right in the chin. Finished. You're done. 1, 2, 3, count out.
Yeah. There you go.
Damn
there
right.
you go.
When wrestling
so
was
we'll,
great.
We'll dive into YouTube, and thank you for that. We'll dive into YouTube, and we'll figure that out. So Streeble's going to be on it. I think Kentucky, it's – they want Ty Ty and somebody else, and then Kentucky as well, reaching out to forwards. And, I mean, to me, that tells me the question mark there with Keon Brooks.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Would be a part of that. Yeah, I mean, Kentucky's now reaching out to multiple forwards.
Yeah.
It tells me there's questions with Keon Brooks, which we know, but we can't really figure out. I want to get to that as well. There is also dissension, I dare say, over a 93.9.
Oh, boy.
I have sniffed out some dissension.
I can't wait to hear this.
It involves none of us. We are on the outside.
So we just talk about it. We're not actually involved in it, but we're going to talk about it.
I have a different take to it. So we'll get to that at some point.
All right.
Mitch has his big night tonight. We'll get to that. And his shoe size, we can continue that. And we'll see if Mitch is a coward also on the other end before he leaves. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got something for him. We'll see. I got something for him. We'll see.
Like
Process going to join us later on. And we got a bunch of sound and nonsense. Bozich at 5 o'clock. More sweet chin music next.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Someone needs to tell Blank, because he may not know.
That his piece de resistance. His,
I have no idea what his, you just said. What
his,
did you
his
say?
Masterpiece.
Wait, hang on. What did you just say?
The piece de resistance.
And James Strebel.
You sound like a Kentucky fan trying to be, like, smart right there.
Sophisticated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you say? I still don't know.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
This Thursday, 437-9680, UPS Jobs Text Line, Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan hanging out with you on The Take. Reminder, Rick Bozich, WDRB, he'll join us coming up at 5 o'clock. Also, reminder, ESPN Louisville, your exclusive home radio-wise for play-by-play of Louisville City FC. They're back in action, are the Boys in Purple, Birmingham Legion versus Lou City, 7:15 pregame, 7:30 kickoff. You can catch that game right here on all ESPN Louisville stations and over on the app. I guess, Mitch, you're not going to that. Your wedding's going to go deep into the night, right? You guys partying all day? What time do you start drinking on Saturday?
Man, probably like 10 a.m.
I'm telling you, my buddy got married a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And me and my boy Dustin, we were like, we're going all day. We had a breakfast at like 8 o'clock, 8:30, 9, whatever it was at the Waffle House. Then we chilled for a little bit, you know, your boys, and I'm like, I'm itching. Like,
you're
it's
ready
like
to go.
I'm like, I'm ready to go. And I'm telling you, Strebel, I've never been prouder of myself. The back and forth, the little water, we did the whole thing where we felt great all day.
Oh,
but
nice.
Drank all day.
Yeah, there's a science to that.
It was a science, and I was a scientist. For that one day, I was balancing all sorts of chemicals and did a damn good job at it.
You had the perfect balance between hydration of actual water and beer. And you're right. That's, you know, we want to get to the tips before Mitch leaves, but that's part of my tips.
Oh, yeah. Well, how many do you have?
Five. I've got five.
We don't have any imaging for that, right, Mitch? He's just going to give us the tips. Is that's kind of what we're doing, Michael Bennett style, I assume? We're doing a lot of things on the fly.
Just the tips.
Well, I don't know. Mitch is also working on something. I told him in the middle of the break, hey, I got an idea.
Yeah, it's a really good idea.
It's a good idea, but I don't know if he's doing it on the fly. I don't know if Nick and his holy pants or his very tight pants are doing anything.
Right.
Mitch, where are we at with any of that? Because I can pivot because I got a couple things right here.
Give me a couple more minutes. I'm just trying to make sure the music's not too loud.
Okay.
Okay. That's
there you go.
Fair enough. Fair
enough. Okay, so a couple different things. I want to get to I'm trying to decide if I really want to do this right now. Well, there is a debate brewing in 93.9 land.
Okay.
Okay.
So all the shows over at 93.9.
There is a debate brewing.
All right.
And they disagree with each other.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, like Diener's been strong on this, and Mabin and Rummage have been the other way, taking calls saying Diener's wrong.
Oh.
It's a dissension.
Really?
And I don't know where Ennis is on this, but I think I do. There's dissension.
Okay.
And the topic is, should Chris Smack do a press conference?
I know where Diener is on
this. And Diener's yes, and I don't think maybe to Rummage care. And, I mean, there was a caller today. Maybe it was yesterday who was like, I want him talking to five stars.
Oh, that was yesterday.
Not to the media.
Yeah, that was
five
yesterday.
Five stars. And it's confusing.
Yeah.
And this is a thing that I used to care about.
Right.
And I've even told Ennis when Ennis gets, I'm like, who cares?
Right.
Who, you know, right?
If Mac talks.
But Buzz Baker was on today, and your boy Blank bent the knee to Buzz Baker.
Did he?
Because
really?
Here's going to be my take. Calipari hasn't done anything either.
No, he hasn't.
Now, Calipari's put out a bunch more statements right?
Yes, state
and Kentucky
today.
Fans haven't complained about it at all, so that's a big difference. But, I mean, Cal, there is a difference because the Louisville guys didn't have a job and because they got fired right after the season or
right.
told they weren't going to be renewed right after the season, Calipari went a few months, whatever it was, and they got jobs, and it made it it took away the negativity, even though both coaches and both programs knew a change was coming.
Right.
And, by the way, both assistants. You'll probably
both
knew,
sets of assistants.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
a change was coming. So, I mean, it's not apples to apples. But Chris Mack, of course. I'm on the side of content, so I'm on the side of give me a
sure.
press conference, okay? But anymore, so you got – there is dissension there. There's a little bit of dissension. Ooh. Should Chris Mack do a press conference? And my thing has been, yes, but so should Cal. Like, I'm the same way. I'm like, well, Cal hasn't said anything. Again, he's put out more statements.
Right.
There has been less negativity. But I tell you, we went a couple weeks there where assistant coach rumors – and the roster being whatever, and you not being first place for Ty Washington.
Right. No,
okay?
There was, yeah.
So, I mean, we had a couple weeks there where, I mean, Kentucky fans were starting to get pissed off.
No, I was like that on Monday, Andy.
But they just didn't complain about it, and that's become now the talk.
Right.
That Chris Mack needs to say something. By the way, I think you might get a press conference from the guys when all is said and done, but I wouldn't bet money on it. Because, I mean, Cal doesn't give a damn. Chris Mack does not give a damn about the
care.
Media.
No, not at all. He's not.
And neither does John Calipari, quite frankly. He doesn't feel like he needs to talk to you.
I think the only reason Cal talks a lot of time is just because he likes to hear himself talk.
Well, and again, this.
And Mack's not that kind of guy.
These would be positive things in many
yes.
ways.
Yes.
Also,
I mean,
Cal's usually trying to spin his draft prospects as well, trying to get him drafted
you're exactly,
higher.
You
That's
know
a
what?
Good
you're
point.
Exactly
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Usually Cal has more to talk about guys in the draft. Listen, I even think going into the draft, now, this is a few months away, David Johnson and stuff like that. By the way, I think, was it Sam Vecenie had his latest mock out?
Uh-oh.
I don't think he had David in it. I need
he,
to go
He
look.
Did. It was second round.
Was it second
round?
Yeah,
47th.
Okay. 47th.
I have
okay,
this.
So
I have your little project here. I hope it Uh-oh. Plays off radio well.
Okay. So this is HBK.
Heartbreak Kid.
Ronald Chin Coleman, Sweet Chin Music.
I'm just a sexy boy.
Now, this is Ooh. Not what...
Greetings!
No. Hang on, that's not the music.
That is!
That's not the music! That's not the music! No
it was
way.
Sexy boy, yeah. He's not your boy, toy sexy boy!
No, that's not it. I need the official Shawn Michaels music.
Is
that's
not it?
Mitch is going to give that. That's not the official Shawn Michaels
music. That's what Nick pulled up and Strebel says it is.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I mean,
I
feel like you're outnumbered here.
I think I'm cute. You think I'm sexy.
No, there's
yeah.
at the very beginning where it's like, I
don't remember that.
Yes. Boy,
oh,
I'm gonna find this
find
in a
that.
Second.
Yeah, because
Nick Valvano help you with this?
Of
find
course.
Nick Valvano.
I don't know a damn thing
now
about
I
wrestling.
Google,
I got the beginning of the song right here.
All right, give me the beginning of the song.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. Yeah. I've got the look.
Now put shit on top of
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm
yeah.
sorry.
Like that's better. You started in the middle of the song.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
In the beginning.
Okay,
Andy's right.
Yeah, give me 30 seconds.
Everyone lashed out at me immediately. You, Mitch, everyone turned their back on me. Like, I didn't know what I was talking
about. I forgot about the beginning.
Like, HBK wasn't one of my favorite wrestlers.
Yeah, I forgot about the beginning with the ladies going, ooh, like that. I forgot about
that. The whole song.
Yeah.
When that came on, you knew he was going to be walking down the tunnel. You guys embarrassing yourselves.
And he'd be
Mitch
blowing kisses.
Mitch is from Callaway County. He was a freckled redhead in Callaway County. Okay? You tell me he doesn't know who Shawn Michaels is.
That's the biggest upset of the day, that Mitch. The fact that Mitch wasn't into WWE Attitude Era wrestling is a huge upset to me. I know you were young, Mitch, but when you're a kid, wrestling's awesome. Just awesome.
Texas says 93.9 Schism. Yeah.
It does sound
like
it.
And we're just on the outside.
Yeah, we're just hanging out.
I don't know whether to cheer for Chris Mack to give us the content of a press conference or just keep making Diener angrier.
Yeah, because week
by
week.
And keep having dopey people calling us. I just don't think he needs to say anything to Matt McGavick. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Leonard.
All right, here we go.
All right, let's go. Sweet Chin Music.
Part two.
I think I'm cute.
Greetings, Big Blue Nation, from Chin. As you can see, I'm already getting prepared. I'm already working hard to service you in the best way I can. It is a dream, truly a dream, and my family and I are so excited to be a part of Big Blue Nation, and I promise I will not let you down. We will have many, many, many more memories, many, 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 many more special moments, many, many, many more championships, many, 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 many more great times. Thank you. Go Wildcats. Let's go, Blue Nation. Let's go.
Yes! Yes! Yeah, man.
Mitch said Boy. That to me. I might try to put together something during the break. Send me the song. Email me the song and the Chin music since you're leaving. And I want to try to put together something during the break.
That's
I think I can do it.
So awesome. I mean, that brings me back to junior year high school. You had the WWE, like the CD with all the intro music. That was on there. The Stone Cold was on there. The Rock, DX, New Age Outlaws just rolling around. Big Dork just had that cranked up in my S10 truck.
Texas says, Ask Dreamboat if he remembers one of our teammates in high school tearing his knee up trying to do the sexy boy dance.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Oh, that's terrible, yeah. Man.
Dude, we were all into wrestling, man. It was great.
Every young man was.
Yes.
Texas says, the answer is always make Diener angrier. Texas says, was that caller Emily?
No.
Texas says, Sheriff said he took a deep dive into Max buyout.
Oh, did he?
That was a while ago.
Oh, I was going to say, he's a real estate expert with Satterfield. Now he's getting into Max. Oh, what? I remember that. Yes, I remember them talking about the buyout. Yes.
Texas says, will Ty have a bigger money phone than Ashton Hagens? Good question. It's not a bad one.
That's a good question. I just don't, if he does, which I'm assuming he would, don't bring it out in the open. Just keep it to yourself. Keep it in the shoebox.
Texas says, Mitch, how are you from nowhere, Kentucky, and not a wrestling fan? It is an upset.
I just didn't like wrestling. I was like MMA, and like, yeah. MMA was more popular in Murray, Kentucky than wrestling was.
Man.
You owned a lot of stuff, Fox Racing, didn't you?
No, I wasn't big into dirt bikes either, but all my friends were. I just go out to the track and just watch them ride. Save all that, too.
His friends were awesome doing dirt biking. He was
You were sitting on the sideline watching your buddies dirt.
Wearing an Albert Pujols t-shirt.
Mitch, where do you come down on the great Chris Mack discussion? Should he do a press conference? I think we're pivoting to no.
Yeah,
I'm with you guys. Just for the Diener show.
Just for the Diener meltdowns, yes. I'm with no.
Because I don't think Mack's going to give us anything that juicy, right?
No, he's just going to say...
I mean, at this point,
like, what do you even ask? Like, do you ask about the recruits who left 2 months ago?
I think there are some media that want to... Because there are
the coaches that left. Yeah, absolutely.
There are people that those coaches talked to and probably gave information to some members of the media. And, I mean, like we said, Gaudio went on with Bobby V and dropped nukes, you know, like once a month. And they probably want to know, like, what happened. Because they all like Dino Gaudio. And Luke Murray was this basketball genius. I forgot who had all the glowing things to say about the hire of Luke Murray at Connecticut. It was like, oh, he's a basketball genius. It's like, okay, if he was that, Mac let him go. What's going on here? What's the answer? Why did it happen?
Really, look at your boy Buzz Baker is on the jump on ESPN.
Oh, yeah, Rex Chapman.
There's Rex Chapman.
He's joined the jump, too.
You hate Rex Chapman.
No, I don't hate Rex Chapman.
Well, you don't follow him on Twitter.
No,
you don't,
I don't
like Rex Chapman.
No,
you're done with Rex Chapman.
No, he's
You were happy when they removed him from the pregame show.
No.
Because he was a lib.
No, it has nothing to do with it.
Voted for Biden.
I don't need to see dogs, bruh, 50 times a day. Like, I get it. Like, too many videos. It's like, it's too many videos. It was enough.
You're too busy.
It's not I'm too busy.
You're too busy.
It's just like,
you don't need that on your timeline.
That's not what I see on my timeline. Right. I don't want to see dogs, bro, 50 times a day on my timeline.
Texas says, go out to the track and watch them ride.
Poor Mitch.
Texas says, Mitch's feet are too small for him to enjoy wrestling. Diener says, can he at least wear pink on Oaks? He did go black on black.
He did, man.
Man, I'm starting to pivot towards Mac because of this stuff. He's going full heel right now.
That might be it.
He's going NWO right now.
Yeah, he really is. Went from Hulk Hogan.
He's Sting. That's what he is.
Oh,
he's
yes.
He's going Sting. If we're going to keep with the wrestling, he's absolutely going Sting.
Trench coat. Baseball bat, face paint, the whole deal, yes.
Once an hour, tell the process. We need to put something together. I want to do that sweet chin music. Do you think they're going to get I think the hope is for Kentucky fans. Here's the thing. I want to dive into this more in the 4 o'clock hour. Mm-hmm. What will Kentucky do next? And what I mean by that is I don't believe they're done with Ty Washington. I don't believe that's the case. And if Keon Brooks is as questionable as seemingly he is, I mean, Calipari continues to have conversations and to reach out to his position, his specific position, that kind of swing forward. And I don't know if Keon Brooks knows what he is. I don't know if he's not a big, but he can't shoot.
Right.
He can't shoot at all. He's not consistent at all. He's not a bad player. His averages end up being pretty good. And then, Mitch, you had a take on C.J. Frederick. I need to go find the article from the is it Hoops Insight? I need to find that because I might have to backtrack just how – I mean, the Iowa offense, how much better it ran when he was on the floor.
That was something that kind of came out.
Because his averages are fine.
They're fine.
He comes in, he makes 2 of 3 from three, and that's what he does. And he plays 25 minutes. That's what he did for Iowa.
And I think there's like the last 11 games he played in, they won 9 of them or something like that down the stretch in the season. It was something like that. I remember – I read maybe the same thing that you did. I did see that yesterday. So I'm still not – again, my stance on C.J. Frederick is he's a nice piece. But I'm with you. They need more, whether that's Jose Alvarado, which is getting more and more picking up more steam with Kentucky, or Sevier Wheeler or somebody. It can't just be Ty Washington. And then with the forward position, you're exactly right. They reached out. I forgot the guy from Syracuse, the forward from Syracuse, reached out to him. And then Marvin Bagley's brother at Arizona State.
Right, right. Mitch, you're going to have to do this too. Remember Louisville played Georgia Tech on like a Tuesday or a Wednesday afternoon? It was like 2 o'clock, 3
oh,
o'clock.
I remember
it was during the show.
We were watching it, yes.
We were watching it during the show.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because I remember you were just blustery about how they got down like 4-0, and then they were up like 15-4.
Yeah.
Like they blew Georgia Tech, and got one of their better wins of the year.
They beat them really bad. That's when the big wins had his moment.
Here's the thing. Alvarado wasn't good in that game, if I remember correctly, okay? And he had been good.
Yeah.
He had been really good. They had been pretty good. Louisville blew him out. Alvarado, though, had a bunch of respect from Mac, and because Mac gave the respect, I'm guessing that a bunch of on-air hosts did, too. So if Kentucky were to get Alvarado minutes, they can't pivot to he sucks.
No, they can't.
Because this is the guy, I don't know, but he was Louisville fans expected that he was a good player.
A better than average point guard.
In some sort of way. There was a level of respect there. And Louisville, I mean, he did not play well in that game, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think that's a game that Carly Jones and David Johnson both played very well in. And that's when we had the big whiz moment where, was it you, Mitch? It was like, oh, he held Moses Wright to 4 points in the second half. It was all the big whiz. It was that game.
By the way,
I remember that.
Greer called somebody the big whiz.
And it wasn't Gabe Wisnitzer?
On their softball team, and I'm blanking on who. Oh, I know who it was. It was the process.
Why did he call the process?
He says the process.
They're going to mold him.
Would be the big whiz.
The project. Yeah.
Like that. I don't know if he would like to hear that.
No, he wouldn't.
Texas, let's get Mitch to post a picture of his feet.
That's weird. Is that Rex Ryan?
You want some feet pics? Is that what the text line is warning?
It's Rex Ryan. No.
Texas says, please tell me you had the rummage crotch blowout sound today.
Rummage had a crotch blowout?
I don't think it's included in our sound sheet.
Save that for the mixtape.
I'm asking. Did he?
Texas says Alvarado locked Jordan Wara up the year before. No, I think Louisville fans had a lot of respect. My point is, if he were to go to Kentucky with Ty Washington, are you still going to have that same respect? Or say, well, look at Cal went down in weight class. That's the conversation I'm having.
I'm trying
to proactively find an inconsistency
that
I don't know exists. I'm just telling Mitch it's something we need to watch out for.
Listen for maybe Mark Ennis after that game or whoever did the post game.
Ennis hasn't done a basketball post.
I'm just talking about on the drive because that game was going on during his show. So I wonder if, I know he had no basketball. He just does football.
I mean, you listen to a lot of the Louisville post games because a lot of times they're miserable.
Yeah, that's rummage, exactly.
A sad rummage. Oh, a sad Ethan
Moore.
Yeah, you
call it work.
By the way, Ethan Moore yesterday was killing me with the Zion. Remember the Zion?
Oh, he was so mad.
He goes, and I have to say this, Taylor. What about Nike?
Yeah. Are they bidding against themselves?
What about Nike, Taylor? And I'm like, this poor guy.
Ethan.
Like, I want Nike to get in trouble just for Ethan's health.
Yes.
Like, I mean that. Like, can someone on Nike just get busted for, a $5,000 handshake or, a house in Virginia?
Something.
Like, please, just something.
Yeah.
To aid this man and give him the antibiotics that he needs.
Yeah, he even pushed Q-Slaz out of the way to get back to his
to
Nike
get back
take.
To the FBI.
He started talking about
Quinn
Slezinski a little bit, then all of a sudden he flipped right back to Nike. He's like, Adidas isn't bidding against themselves. I think it's his birthday today, by the way. I need to text him.
Texas says, should Mitch's new nickname be the Hooves? Texas says, Chin is the Antigua Fall Guy insurance coverage. Blankenbaker says, he texts me. If he goes to UK, he's still a really good guard. He says he's a baller. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, Blank. He's got Blank stamp of approval.
How about that?
I like that. So Blankenbaker.
Kentucky fans, I mean, there are, I want to get to this, the Jaden Hardy stuff that's out there.
Yeah.
Some Keon Brooks stuff that's out there. The feud there within 93.9. Should Chris Mack do a press conference? Mitch, before we take a break, I guess let's start this on the other end. Do you want to take a run at Tony La Russa before you leave?
Well, process may be taking over, so.
Are you going to get shoes then?
Yeah, I think I'm going to stop by. I think there's a shoe carnival on the way. I might be going in.
Spin the wheel.
A shoe carnival on the way. Well, give us something on La Russa. He didn't know the rule that the guy starts the 10th inning on second base. Because I'm going to ask Bozich about it in an hour.
I was about to say, if I was calling Bozich, I was going to ask him if he's done with the Tony La Russa experience. I mean, yeah, it's a bad look. And now they might sign Albert Pujols as well. I don't think White Sox fans are going to be – I don't think Tony La Russa is going to last till the end of the season.
Brady's playing at, 42? Was he 41?
Like 43, I think.
43? Yeah, Brady's 43. I mean, I don't know why no one talks about Albert Pujols. He's 53 years old.
It's
the joke that everyone makes.
He's done.
He had a full beard when he was in high school.
How old's this guy?
Oh, goodness. Let's take a break. 437-9680. We'll give to that. We'll say hello to the process and a bunch of nonsense. Bozich in an hour. It's the take on a Thursday.